Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, and welcome to another episode of the Sound Heart Radio. I want to give thanks to God for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who died for us on a Roman gibbet and when Jesus died, he died not for his own sin, because he was indeed impeccable. He died on behalf of another or on behalf of others. And so therefore we speak of the substitutionary or the historic substitutionary death of Jesus Christ, our Savior. So before we get our study for this evening, I want to give thanks to God for our Savior. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I come before you this evening with thanksgiving in my heart. I thank you, Father, for your Son. I thank you that you gave up your Son, Father, for all of us who died on our behalf, that we might have a way to the tree of life, that we might come unto you and receive your so great salvation through him. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to be reading from 1 Corinthians 15, and if we have time, I'm going to go to the book of Galatians, chapter 3, verse 13. And so 1 Corinthians, of course, was one of the Pauline epistles or letters. So in chapter 15, we have Paul's understanding of the gospel, of the euangelion, of the good news. Quote, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel, which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein you stand." I love the language, "wherein you stand." "By which also you are saved, if you indeed keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain, or without reason, or effect." So very powerful language is used by the Apostle Paul. "For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures." And so I love, so what we have here is the natural historiography provided by the Apostle Paul. Once more, "how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures." Now, the verb die in the Greek is a very telling and very important term for us. He did not merely swoon, but he actually died. And so he died for our sins, not his, but according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12, and that after that he was seen of above 500 brethren at once. So we have these incredible witnesses that saw Jesus after his crucifixion, after his burial, and in his they saw him in his resurrection body. He was not a mere phantom. He was not a ghost. He was not an apparition. They saw the body of Jesus Christ. "After that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. After that, he was seen of James, then of all the apostles. And last of all, he was seen of me also, as of one born out of due time. So this is a very important term that Paul uses here. I don't have time to go into it tonight, but in a future study, I will. For I am the least of the apostles, that am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain, that is to no end, to no effect. But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me. And now I'm going to read from the book of Galatians. It's Galatians chapter 1. And also, this letter was written by the Apostle Paul. I'm going to begin at verse 3 of chapter 1. Quote, grace be unto you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil age. So deliver here is a word that means to pluck out or to rescue, according to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Now, I'm going to read from Galatians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3. And so Paul goes on to write Galatians 3:12. And the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. Christ hath redeemed us, that is, purchased us, from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. So, Jesus died under a ban. That is, he died under a criminal ban. And so, this language is very important for us to understand in the gospel message. Verse 13, once again, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. For it is written. And so, in verse 14, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles, or the ethnic, through Christ Jesus. That we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And so in the public ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ himself, in the public ministry of Paul, in the public ministry of Peter, in the public ministry of James, in the public ministry of Jude, public ministry of the in the prophetic ministries of the prophets of the Old Testament, that pointed to or pointed out or marked out the coming of Jesus Christ. The prophets of the Old Testament said that he is coming, and the apostles of the New Testament wrote that he is here. And so we have prophecy, which means not only to foretell, but to tell forth, and we have the fulfillment or completion of the prophetic events that pointed to the coming of Jesus Christ, the first coming of Christ. So we have, that is, the completion of the ministry of Jesus. Jesus said, his meat or his food was to do the will of the Father. And so he did not resist the will of God. He performed the will of God with divine zeal. And so you and I have been made part of the kingdom of God because we have believed that Jesus died for us, that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. So the gospel message is given to us throughout the New Testament documents. And if we would read them carefully, we will understand not only the gospel message and its ever-abiding reality in our lives. When Jesus sets you free from sin, you are indeed free. Jesus himself said, if the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. You can know freedom. You can know peace. You can know freedom from anxiety. You can know freedom from or the torture of guilt of old sin. You can be free of those thoughts. You can have within your heart now the peace of God that passes understanding. And God will give you Christ Jesus, his Son. Jesus will set you free. And look about you in this world. We hear of war, rumors of war. We hear of famine, pestilence. We hear of unrest. People are just, their lives are just filled with stressors that have been put there or placed there on purpose. None of the stressors that people face today are accidental. They are planned. They're engineered. You can be free. You can be released from the cosmic values that want to keep your soul in ruin. You can have a blessed life through Jesus Christ, our Savior. God is still saving souls today through Jesus. God is still setting people free today through the blood of Christ. And you, through Jesus Christ, can walk in newness of life. You can be set free from the things of the cosmos. And in these last days, where heinous things are being done, heinous revelations are being brought before us and, about what really goes on in the cosmic system and the heinous plans that man has created in order to control and to create more ruin, more vicious ruin. God is still setting lives free. He is the Almighty One. He is the one who, that is, God will give us a brand new life in Christ Jesus, wherein we can have hope. The Paul writes about the blessed hope, that is the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for his own. You can have that blessed hope, and you can have God's peace that passes understanding. If you will repent of your sin, if you will believe that Jesus shed his blood on Calvary for you, the blood of Christ not only covers sin, the blood of Christ washes away your sin. He washes you clean, and he makes them whiter than snow. And you will have a brand new life, a brand new reality that is outside of the cosmic system through Jesus Christ, our Savior. And I would encourage you to read 1 Corinthians 15. I would encourage you to read the New Testament about the wonderful life that you can have through Christ Jesus our Lord. And if you believe, you will receive. Please also read Hebrews chapter 11 about the heroes of faith. Read about the power of faith and what it can do for you. Good evening. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich, and God bless you.